Hey, hey, my name is Dr. J, and I'm so thrilled to be back with you today from Columbus, so you can forgive me of that. And I want you to know that I look for everything blue in my closet this morning. I even have blue socks on, for crying out loud. So I didn't want to alienate the crowd today. So, and by the way, you guys put the wood to Columbus in December on our home court, both boys and girls. And so I certainly was not going to come in here today and talk trash about your basketball teams. Good job to you guys. Grace and shalom to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Today, I'm here to talk to you about childlike faith. Would you say those words out loud, please?
Childlike faith.
Louder?
Childlike faith.
Whisper? How many of you had heard of this phrase before? All right. I have really bad news for you. It's not in the Bible. And I look for it hard. I felt like the Lord gave me a message specifically for here today, and I felt like it was childlike faith. And I was so discouraged when I looked for the words childlike faith. Not in there. I think, though, that I could build a case today, and I'm going to try and do that, for how we are supposed to have a childlike faith. We're supposed to have faith like a child. But it's not even listed in the Old Testament in any way, shape, or form. In the New Testament, when I did research, I found that there were four scriptures that referred to what I called childlike faith. And so we're going to go over those four scriptures today, and I'm going to challenge you to return to your childlike faith. I ask you a very pointed question. Do you have it? Do you have faith like a child? In fact, if I were to ask you today, how you doing in your faith? What might your answer be? If you had a faith meter in the center of your forehead, I've got a big forehead, so my meter's huge, okay? If you had a faith meter that was somewhere in the faith journey, like on one side, it would be pegged positively, I am buoyed in my faith, I am carried in my faith, I am full of faith. Maybe that'd be where some of you are today. Maybe some of you, though, the meter would be, whoop, completely drained. And you're going, I'm struggling in my faith. I'm having a crisis of faith. I'm faithless currently. And there could be a variety of reasons why you're feeling that way. Now, I believe you're probably somewhere in the middle, but I think Scripture calls us to have what has been called a childlike faith. The two Scriptures on the left actually are Scriptures about who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And it's not us old fogies, okay? Actually, did you know the hardest people to reach for Jesus Christ are not the children, not the very aged? The hardest people to reach for Jesus Christ are the adults that I'm looking into the eyes of at this very moment, the adults that I went around the room and prayed for before the message today, pleaded with God that he would speak to you today through his holy word. Because it's the busiest people who are the hardest people to reach for Jesus Christ. Isn't that interesting? And folks, we're all busy in this room. If you got kids, you are busy, 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 right? Busiest time of your life. You kind of wonder how you're going to make it another day. But it's sometimes hardest for people in the busiest times of their life to hear from God. And so I'm asking you another pointed question. When is the last time you heard from God? tough one, isn't it? I want you to hear from him, and I think you will hear from him if you put your big kid ears on and listen to today's message through the eyes and ears of a child. The two verses on the right are the ones most quoted when your pastor stands up front here and does baby and child dedications. So through these four scriptures, which my wife is about ready to start reading, we're going to build a case that all of us in here need to return, actually, and change back to our childlike faith. First scripture, if you have your Bible, you could look up Matthew 18, 1-6. And it's up on the board. My wife will read it. You can follow along in your own word. Go ahead, honey. That'd be great.
At that time, the disciples came to Jesus and asked, "Who then is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" He called a little child to him and placed the child among them. And he said, "Truly I tell you, unless you change and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, whoever takes the lowly position of this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoever welcomes one such child in my name welcomes me. If anyone causes one of these little ones, those who believe in me, to stumble, it would be better for them to have a large millstone hung around their neck and to be drowned in the depths of the sea."
I need you to interact with today's text. Not just hear it, but interact with it. I need you to look at those six verses right now with your very eyes, engaging your brain, and tell me which of those six verses would speak most to having a childlike faith. Don't answer out loud. I won't call on you. But of those six verses, which ones would say we need to be most like a child in our faith? I know the scripture is about who the greatest is, and it's not us old people. Okay? I know that it's talking about greatest and least and welcome in child in Jesus' name, but there is a scripture there that I'm going to highlight in just a minute. Luke 9, for those of you that have your Bibles, verses 46 to 48.
An argument started among the disciples as to which of them would be the greatest. Jesus, knowing their thoughts, took a little child and had him stand beside him. He said to them, "Whoever welcomes this little child in my name welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me, for it is the one who is least among you all that is the greatest."
Evidently, in God's kingdom, children are highly valued. Did you know scripture says that our kids' angels are not far from the face of Jesus right now? They're not far from the throne of God right now, our kids as angels. That if you want a prayer request answered, you might want to go to a kid and ask them to pray for you. Because evidently God values children extremely high. Those things that our world discards, who wants to get rid of, who wants to push aside, who wants to be silent, God is revealing himself to the least among us, identified as our children, because he considers them to be the greatest. Now, here is what I think the most important verse we've heard so far is. How many would agree as it relates to this message? Yeah. I'm a little bit disappointed that they didn't put the whole verse in there. Because actually, the whole verse is Jesus' words, "Truly I tell you." So he's trying to correct actually something that was misspoken before this time. So they're basically saying children aren't worth it. And he's saying, no, truly I tell you, unless you change and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Those are powerful words. Those aren't my words. Those in my Bible are in red. These are Jesus' words, telling us to change and become like little children. In just a little bit, I'm going to outline what that might look like for us in this room. But let's go on to the third scripture. In your Bibles, Mark chapter 10, verses 13 to 16.
People were bringing little children to Jesus for him to place his hands on them, but the disciples rebuked them. When Jesus saw this, he was indignant. He said to them, "Let the little children come to me and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. Truly I tell you, anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it." And he took the children in his arms, placed his hands on them, and blessed them.
Interact with the text. As it relates to today's topic, which verse would you say is the most important? Don't say it out loud. Let's go to the next verse and look for word for word for word what you've already read in this verse. Luke 18, 15 to 17.
People were also bringing babies to Jesus for him to place his hands on them. When the disciples saw this, they rebuked them. But Jesus called the children to him and said, "Let the little children come to me and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. Truly I tell you, anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it."
Do you see it? You see the one that's in both of them? Do you see the phrase that I've already highlighted? Truly I tell you, go to the next slide. Anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it. Do you remember what it was like for you the day you accepted Christ? Well, I do. I was a junior in high school, and I knelt in the locker room of my high school gymnasium after a ball game, and I bent my knee to Jesus and surrendered to him, and he forgave me and met me right where I was at right then. Now, bells and whistles didn't go off. There are no alarms that sounded, but I knew that I knew that I knew that I was different in an instant. In fact, I had peace that I could not explain. I had a terrible chip on my shoulder before that day. I was mad at God. I was mad at my parents. I was mad at my friends. I had a stinking poor attitude. Maybe like Huntley Project, or no, just kidding. Just trying to add a little levity to the situation here. He met me and gave me a peace instantly that even I could not understand. I was at peace, and I knew that he had saved me and changed me, and that my life was never going to be the same. Did I do anything other than just turn my face to him and trust him? No, I didn't do a single thing that earned what he was doing for me. But I had a childlike trust that not only knew the rest of my life would be more abundant, I also knew that I was going to be with him in eternity in heaven. Have you forgotten what that moment was like for you? Have the trials of life, the kids, the finances, relationships, work, have all those things snuck in and kind of robbed you of your childlike faith? It's possible. Actually, it'd probably be a little bit normal. But today, I want to remind you to return back to that. The next picture is a beautiful representation of what I believe we are to be like with Jesus. We're the little child who's just throwing ourselves at Jesus. And I can kind of hear that kid giggling when he's doing it. There's Dad down there, right? Dad's going to catch me. I trust Dad. This is great fun. I don't know if Dad threw the kid up in the air first or the kid jumped off something to Dad, but this is what I remember it being like, surrendering to Jesus, throwing myself to him. A childlike faith. It would have been terrible if this dad dropped that kid. I've never seen a dad drop a kid. I've seen this played out, parents, grandparents, over and over and over. Never once have I seen a kid go down hard. I don't want to be the first, okay? But this is us jumping into the hands of Jesus. I ask you today, what do you think God is saying we must change to be like? What qualities of a kid is he saying we got to be like that if we want to inherit eternal life in the kingdom of heaven? Well, next slide. I did a lot of research, and here's the things I found out the most. Kids are full of wonder and awe. Have you lost your wonder and awe with Jesus? I mean, our timing this morning of Lisa and I coming to church was, I believe, God ordained, because the sunrise this morning was glorious. Did anybody see it? It was spectacular. And I felt like God was whispering to me, you should always be excited about that. But sometimes you're not. That you should just be full of wonder and awe at what God does every single day for us. That's what a kid would do. They'd be so stoked. Look at that. They'd go home and draw you a picture. We kind of lose that the older we get, right? We then looked at your crazy mountains, which we can't see from our lesser side of the state, okay? Your crazy mountains are glorious. Have you lost the wonder and awe and the beauty? They were purple when we saw them this morning. Purple mountains of majesty. Just fantastic. And I could see a kid going, look at that, look at that, look at that. Us old people are like, don't bug me, I'm busy. You know, full of wonder and awe. Kids have playfulness, imagination. They're tender too. Now, I know kids aren't perfect. I know they can be selfish. I know they can be temperamental. That's not what Scripture's saying. Don't turn and change and be like that part of it. Be like this part of it. I put the last three there are the ones that really struck me the hardest. Simple, childlike faith. God loves me. Wow, we make it so hard. We sometimes talk people out of going into the kingdom of heaven because we get on this thing and that thing. It's simple. We're sinners. We need Jesus. He provides the forgiveness. We can't save ourselves. It's what he does, because he wants us to have a more abundant life on this earth and eternal life with him in heaven. He wants us to be free of the penalty of sin and death. It's simple. I mean, I could have put that on a post-it note. A simple, childlike faith. And joyful, by the way. Some of us Christians walk around like we're chewing gravel. full of joy. Now, I don't expect you to go walking and leaping and jumping out of here, you know, running the aisle, but joyful. That actually is a word that we felt, Lisa and I both felt, God was given to us for this year, to be more joyful. We don't have grandkids. I don't know what it feels like to be a grandparent, but I see a whole lot of joyful grandparents running around. You know, you parents, you can't quite feel it because you're in the midst of the storm, right? But the grandparents, man, they're full of joy. Those kids can't do anything wrong. Well, they let them get away with murder too, by the way. But full of joy, that childlike enthusiasm and zest for living. And then the most common word in all my studies for a childlike faith is trust. Trust. Dad's got me. He's not going to drop me. He's for me. I'm going to put my trust in him. So I looked for the best biblical examples of childlike faith. I was shocked that none of them were children. The best biblical examples were all teenagers to adults. Like the childlike faith of David, who thought that 5 stones could take down the Philistine. When the rest of the soldiers were quaking in their boots, David goes, "Oh, God's got this. You better not make fun of God because he'll show you." And he did. He went out and showed them. That's brilliant faith. I think of the guy who was healed, the paralytic, who after he was healed went walking and leaping and praising God. I thought, that's childlike faith. So full of gratitude and joy, it was like coming out of his pores. I also think of Peter, his faith. What faith? He must have been like a child to actually get out the boat and think that he could walk on water. That's childlike faith. Of course, he took his eyes off Jesus and sunk. But childlike faith. This next picture is my favorite, though. This is a Samaritan woman who, if we're honest, had a rough go of it. And she meets Jesus at the well, and they start talking about water, of all things. And then they transition to talking about living water. And then Jesus says, "Well, why don't you go get your husband, and we'll talk about it." She goes, "I don't have a husband." He says, "You're right. In fact, you've had 5 husbands, and the dude you're with now isn't your husband either." What must have that have been like for her? And with a childlike faith, Scripture later says that she runs through her hometown and says, "Come see this guy. He told me everything there is to know about me." She puts her faith and trust in him just like that. And she gets the living water they had talked about. How's your faith? What do you need to change to again become like a little child? I need to do the same. I poke myself in the eyes repeatedly when I get ready for these sermons. Have a childlike faith. Here's a modern example of a businessman. Kind of an interesting picture that'll make you think. I like this. In my mind, which I think in pictures, by the way, I don't think in words. I think in pictures. I have a picture in my mind of that businessman asking Jesus a question about business and then zipping his lip. And Jesus says, "Well, this, you need to do this. And here's my suggestion. Did you think about this?" and a businessman who just needs to soak it up. And in my mind, I have a picture of this businessman going out doing exactly what Jesus recommended he do and being better for it. Here's a strange picture. This one will make you think. Even Santa Claus has to bend the knee to Jesus, to the Christ in Christmas. I don't know exactly why I felt led to put this picture up there, but isn't it interesting? We all have to bend the knee and surrender to him as we put our trust in that little child who would grow up to be the man who dies on the cross and puts our sins on his back and dies in our place. That child, the Savior of the world, that's who our faith is in. It's not in your bank account. It's not in your dashing good looks. It's not in your hairstyle, the clothes you wear. It's not in the house you live in, the place that you work, the kind of car you drive. The trust we have is in trust in that child. Who's the only one who can put us right again? Skip the next slide, if you would, and go to the quote from Helen Keller. For you younger people, you've probably never, ever heard of a woman named Helen Keller. Has anybody in here heard of Helen Keller? All right. Well, more than I thought. Her books are still out there. She's an amazing Christian woman who is both blind and deaf. But she says this about a childlike faith, a simple childlike faith in a divine friend. What a great phrase. I am a friend of God. He knows me by name. He understands what I'm going through. A simple childlike faith in a divine friend solves all the problems that come to us by land or by sea. That is cool to me. So let me, in the middle of this, just remind you of something, because we're leading to something here pretty soon. So let me remind you of some key points in the middle of this. Scripture, the words of Jesus says, truly I tell you, anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it. And unless we change and become like little children, we will never enter the kingdom of heaven. So am I saying that you need to have blind faith? Absolutely not. I am not calling you to a blind faith. I'm calling you to a childlike faith. There's a big difference. In fact, John MacArthur says this in one of our slides. You can't confuse childlike faith with childish thinking. Childish thinking is selfish. It is loud, it is inappropriate, ridiculously arrogant at times. That's not what he's calling us to look like. Remember, he's calling us to a simple trust with joy and all those put together. What we're doing here is not a fairy tale. That's a stupid faith. This isn't a myth. I do believe I can make a case for Christ that is unshakable because of what he's done in my life. I can tell you what I was like before Christ, encountered Christ, and I can tell you how he's transformed me after Christ. But I actually can't prove scientifically there's a God. Oh, I think I could take you out to the crazy mountains and show you his creation, his handiwork, and there would be no excuse for not believing. Zero is what Romans says. It'd be glorious to see. But he's calling us to a childlike faith. And so I ask you that tough phrase again. When's the last time you heard from God? Have you even been listening? We're going to actually give you a chance right now to hear from God in this very room, every single one of you. First service, I put my wife on the spot. I'm going to have to ask her forgiveness later. She kind of knows this is coming now. But she's going to sing a chorus to you. And after she sings it one time, I want all the ladies to sing it with her. And I want the guys just to listen. But at the same time, I want you to try and hear from God about what he's trying to say to you right now.
Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace.
Ladies,
turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace.
Your love never fails, it never gives up, it never gives up on me, men. Your love never fails, it never gives up, it never gives up on me. Your love never fails, it never gives up, it never gives up on me. Your love. A childlike faith is central to the Christian life. It's like Revelation says about, you know, forgetting our first love. We got to return to our first love with a childlike faith and with a trust that cannot be shaken. So some of you know that I used to be a pastor in Columbus, and then I got demoted and ended up getting finally promoted to a Special K Ranch, which is a ranch outside Columbus for developmentally disabled adults. How many have heard of Special K? Yeah. Robbie Larson from Big Timber is one of our residents. And I'm going to tell you a story in just a minute about Robbie, about a childlike faith. But these are two of my residents that both have Down syndrome. Ben on the left and Robin on the other side. So Ben is from Missouri, and Ben is Down syndrome, but in his development of his brain, something happened where it stopped growing and maturing. And so he's probably 7.5 years old in his mind, and he'll always be 7.5 years old. But he's a mumbler. So he says two clear words, and then everything after that is a mumble. Like, you know, Pastor Jay, and I'm just like, I don't know what you just said, but say it again. Pastor Jay, okay, start again. Denver Broncos. It's fascinating. And I lean in every time because I've watched this, Ben, time after time after time, be the first one in a group of able-bodied, well-minded, supposedly all of us non-handicapped. I've watched him be the first one who responds to the voice of Jesus. We took him up to Rappel-Jay a while back. I preached up there, and I looked over, and he was up at the front of the church praying at the front step, right in the middle of the service. And it was like, that's a childlike faith. There hadn't been anybody at that front step in decades, the pastor told me. But that guy, with a childlike faith, responded to Jesus, came down and talked to him. Robin, on the left, is from Harlowton. Okay, not too far from you guys. Half our residents are from outside of Montana. Half our residents are inside Montana. Robin is from Harlow, last name Willems. I think there's a veterinarian in Harlow named Willems. Okay, Robin. Neither one of these guys are 5 feet tall. If I have a lot of hair, they're over 5 feet. They're not over 5 feet. And so Robin is so full of joy. But her body's a wreck. And she just keeps turning it over to Jesus. She's got bone on bone, hips, ankles, knees. She walks around. I mean, it's painful to look at. You think she's going to fall over in any step. She's had both hips replaced. They don't line up. It just doesn't fit. But she's got this childlike faith that cannot be shaken, that I just want to emulate, and I want to convey to you to have that kind of faith. When you're supposed to be, and I'm supposed to be, the one who is non-handicapped. Next picture. This is all our residents at Special K. Every one of them have a story. There's some coaches in here. We do Special Olympics, so there's some of our coaches. But, you know, this dude right here is 4 years old in his mind. That's his smile. Looks like he's in pain and agony, but he's actually smiling from the bottom of his toes. Dallas, way on this side. He's been there the whole time, Special K. He's our first resident. Been there 39 years already. Dallas is just full of joy. He'll never forget your name. He can't remember what he ate for lunch. But if he meets you and sees you 7 years later, he will remember your name. Isn't that incredible? And these guys put their faith in Jesus. This guy's stone cold blind. But to hear him talk about Jesus is just a glorious thing. Yeah, Robbie Larson, Big Timber, Montana. Ken and Sally Larson. Anybody know them? Not too many. Yeah. They've moved. So Robbie Larson is cerebral palsy. His knee goes like this. His other foot goes like this. So when he walks, it like this. His hands don't work. And he just, I've never seen him fall in his whole life, ever. Come on in, kids. Never seen him fall. Robbie walks around like this and can't hardly talk, and he can't see very well. And Robbie is the most glorious representation of a childlike faith that I've ever seen. You see, in Special K, residents live in a home with parents. We hire the parents. They have their own family, and they welcome into their home 4 residents. And they do life together. Now, the residents go to work, they do jobs during the week, but they live and eat and live life with these house parents. So one day, a house dad is in his kitchen doing the dishes, and Robbie is outside and the window's wide open. And the house dad is listening because Robbie's talking. And here's what Robbie said. Well, hello, Jesus. It's good to see you again. Thank you, Jesus. Yes. And he just He's having a conversation with Jesus. And I was terribly convicted that I can't remember the last time that I've had that kind of a relationship with Jesus, where I could just talk to him, and evidently Jesus was talking back, and evidently they were seeing each other somehow. I can't explain it to you, but it's a childlike faith that is just wonderful to think about. How you doing, guys? Has this spurred you on in any way to think about your childlike faith? Has this spurred you on to think about where you're at in your faith meter right now? Might this spur you on this week to return to him like your first love and with a childlike trust, walk with him forward? Every person in this room, put your hand on a child. Parents, loan your children. Doesn't matter what age your kids are. Move around if you need to. And say these words after me. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord be gracious unto you. The Lord turn his face upon you and give you peace. You are the precious child of the Most High God. We bless you in Jesus' name. Now span the aisles if you could, if you're comfortable joining hands of the people around you, if you're comfortable. All right. We're going to say the Lord's Prayer together, and then we're going to go out of this room with a childlike faith. Here you go. Fit right into our circle. These are more than just words, folks. This is us talking to God the way Jesus said we should, with our children involved in the process. Let's say the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. And all God's people said, amen. Childlike faith.